Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 9.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that episode we had Jesus, and he was like, he was miracle worker guy, basically. He's like, he had a paralyzed guy that he fixed, and he collected a tax collector, which was Matthew probably. And then there was a woman that had her period way too much, and she crawled up and touched his cloak, and that worked, I guess.
Please.
And then there was some mute people, which that usually just, I guess, means that there's a demon in them, obviously.
It's not
like a medical thing.
Right. It's not psychology or physiology.
And then Jesus, you know, got rid of the demons without pigs, apparently. Mm-hmm. So he didn't need, I don't know.
Those pigs.
I don't know what's going on there. And then we discovered, like, I discovered in the midst of you reading it that, you know, this is a bunch of people coming to Jesus.
It was
kind of like a mind blown moment. So I was like,
they were literally coming to Jesus. Were literally professing their faith,
yeah.
And they were literally asking for him.
Yeah.
And then he literally forgave them and healed them.
Such a.
And then Christianity is just the metaphor of that.
Yeah, it's really cheesy.
It's so
just,
fucking.
I mean,
the
just,
religion
that's,
is
that's
cheesy.
That's my personal take.
No, but, the writing of it was simple. The
right.
Religion is cheesy.
Yeah, yeah. You just took this moment and you turned it into a whole thing, and now that's the thing.
Now that's
okay.
The thing.
All right.
That was simple, and this is cheesy.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, that was Matthew chapter 9.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be getting into
Little Maddie chapter 10.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right. We are hopping into Little Maddie chapter 10.
Okay.
And so the last two chapters were about miracles and stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to get our guys in this one. Our gang.
We already got some of our guys.
Yeah, but now we're building the whole Tucci gang.
Yeah, we're just missing Mary. We got Peter, Paul, and
the mamas and the papas. Yeah. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
Damn, these guys are demon hunters.
Oh my God, they are.
The disciples are demon hunters.
They're K-pop Tucci gang demon hunters. That's awesome.
And also they fix diseases, I guess.
Yeah.
But he gave them authority to.
He gave them authority so they could just walk around going, you look like
so
you
Jesus
have a demon in
not
you.
Not only had superpowers, but he could grant superpowers.
What it looks like.
Huh.
Could you imagine just like walking around going, hey, you got a demon in you. Get over here.
Right, yeah.
Like, that could be a really good comedy, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready. These
are the names of the 12 apostles.
Or superheroes.
The Tucci gang.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll never stop calling them the Tucci gang. First, Simon, who is called Peter. Okay,
That's still really way too confusing for me, but okay.
Mm-hmm. And his brother, Andrew.
Good old Andrew.
James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. So James and John, but that's not John the Baptist. Different John.
Right, different John.
Okay. Philip and Bartholomew.
Okay. All right.
Thomas and Matthew the tax collector.
I like how they okay, look. He's
Thomas
one of
and Matthew the disgusting son of a bitch whore.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Like that's... He gets that he's forever the tax collector.
Apparently. Like everybody else is just... Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas,
Matthew. Well,
one
Matthew, of them was the son of somebody, Zebedee or whatever.
Zebedee Doodah. Zebedee Doodah, yeah. But the other guys, they're just like names and descriptors. This guy, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Matthew's a piece of shit. Got it. Okay. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot.
He's a zealot.
Wait, this is a different Simon.
That's why they called the first one Peter.
Okay.
Simon, who's known as Peter.
Okay.
Because when they said Peter, they're like, both of them were like, what? And then.
No.
They are both
Simon.
Peter. Oh,
they're both Simon.
They're both Simon.
But the other guy is Simon called Peter.
Simon called Peter.
He's like, no, we already got a Simon. You've got to be Peter.
Okay.
But what? Why Peter?
Because
I already got a Simon.
I can't have two Simons, yeah.
And the other was Simon the Zealot.
Right, yeah.
You could be a different Simon. Like, Simon, I don't know, you want to be a tax collector too? And he's like, absolutely fucking not.
If each Simon says something different, then everybody's going to be confused because Simon said two different things.
So yes, right.
Both Simons can't say two things.
There's only one Simon says.
Simon only says one thing.
Yeah, so you got to be Peter.
Right.
Because that's just funny. And Judas Iscariot. Mm-hmm. Who betrayed him?
Does it say it there?
It says that.
Really?
Like, spoilers.
Wow, yeah. They don't even leave room for guests here.
Hey, just so you know, this dude, he's a piece of shit, too.
Right.
Like, wow, okay. I mean, at least Matthew, we're like, wait, we already know that tax collectors were frowned upon, so we know Matthew's a piece of shit.
Right.
We didn't know that Judas was. I mean, we know from, like, context of, like, everybody else around us telling us.
Right.
But... That okay.
Well, I mean, it's a thing. Like, don't be a Judas or whatever. You know,
yeah.
Like that. So that's even just in society,
right?
It's a thing.
Right. But no, they just tell us the first time they introduce us, they're like, "Oh, he betrayed him."
Right.
I'm telling you a story, and here's the ending.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
we know one thing's going to happen for sure.
Yikes!
According to that.
Yeah, like we just recently watched the movie. What was that space movie?
Project Hail Mary.
Yeah. It was really good. I thought it was a little bit more cutesy than the book was. The book was really good. But then, I don't know. Anyway, the movie was fun. I loved it. It was cheerful. It was upbeat. But it was a little more cutesy than I wanted it to be. But anyway, like right from the beginning, they tell you that dude is going to be on the mission.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, Ryan Goose.
Right.
And Rylan Grace.
Right.
Like, then, it's the same
name.
Then you
have to figure out how it happened.
And so, I mean, sometimes it's okay to be like, this is going to happen and you already know it. And the question is, how did that happen? But Judas betrayed him.
Well, also, like, I take issue with the betrayal here, right? Because what I do know is that he betrayed him and, like, then the guards got him and then killed him, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is that God sacrificed his only son.
Right.
So this was all part of God's plan.
It was all part of the plan.
So really, wasn't Judas just completing God's plan?
Was it a betrayal or was it like, dude, I just read the script.
Right.
I'm just playing a part.
God said you got to die. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You know,
I'm just doing what God told me.
Just helping there, you know?
And now I get branded for like eternity? What the fuck?
I mean, you wouldn't really be the Jesus everybody knows if you didn't die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, if it wasn't for me, dude, you wouldn't really be Jesus.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right?
These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Okay, we got red ink, so we know it's for real.
Oh, okay. Ready? These are Jesus instructions.
Okay. To the apostles,
right.
Not to us.
Superheroes. Yeah.
Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the fucking Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel.
Okay. So there are no good Samaritans.
No.
Okay.
All Samaritans are bad.
Gentiles
There's no
suck too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
As you go. So he's like, go among our own people, basically. It's not the others we need to worry about. We need to worry about our own.
Right, right.
Which, again, that goes back with the last couple chapters where I just want to iterate and reiterate that Jesus is not yelling or giving instructions to non-Jews. He's talking to his own fucking people.
Right.
I just want to put that out there, Christians.
Yeah.
He's talking to his own... He's talking to you, assholes. Right. He ain't talking to me.
Right.
Okay? I just want to put that out there.
Sure.
Okay. So Jesus continues, as you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. That's the afterlife. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep.
That's problematic for these priests and people who are, especially the televangelist people, who like have jets and shit.
That's you're not supposed to get paid.
Those are problematic Jesus words there.
Yeah, you're not supposed to get paid for your your being a disciple.
Right.
You're supposed to exactly not get paid for being a disciple.
Yeah.
Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. You're not even supposed to have a house.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
it's almost like every single pastor that you know is not really doing what Jesus said. Amazing.
I mean, it's true. I mean, they usually have like a pastor's house, even like most churches, like a lot of churches have a pastor's house, like that the pastor stays in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, So
you're doing it wrong.
Right. You're doing it wrong. They should just be
supposed to be spending the night at somebody's house and y'all supposed to be passing them around.
Right. Right.
As you enter the home, give it your greeting. You better greet that home. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not deserving, let your peace return to you. Peace for you.
Right, yeah.
I'll give you a piece of something. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Bitch, bye. Just
whatever. See you guys.
Bounce. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable. Let me try that again. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
Ooh, damn.
Shit.
That's not good for them.
That's big words.
Right?
You're going to condense, like, you're reducing an entire town to worse than Sodom and Gomorrah?
Right? That's not good.
These must be some really evil people.
It sounds that way.
It sounds like these Jews were not behaving properly.
I mean, that's pretty much the story throughout the entire Bible thus far. Yeah. So that's not a big surprise to me.
Right.
But, you know.
Jesus was like, you're doing your religion wrong.
Right.
And stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure where the Christians get off doing their own thing. They're doing it way wrong.
Well, yeah.
Today.
But you know, we've known that. We know.
Yeah, but
that.
Now I'm reading it.
Right.
We've been knowing that, but like in our hearts. Now I have the physical proof. Now I got the words.
But here's the thing though. We find out, or well, we have heard that we're gonna find out that there are other parts of the Bible, the New Testament even, where they can cherry pick from those and still be okay with what they do now. Because, you know, the Bible is whatever the fuck you want it to be.
Right. And see, you keep telling me that, but I'm like, no, according to Matthew thus far, according to what we've read thus far.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm not on Paul yet.
Right.
I haven't got there yet.
No, I know.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just in
the red
Matthew
ink.
Chapter 10, the red ink, according to up through Matthew chapter 10.
Yeah.
The Christians today are doing it worse than the Jews of the time of Jesus.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's all I'm saying.
That is true.
Okay.
Like
you heard it here first.
I put out something. I was like, I don't think Jesus likes the Christians of today because I'm like, this doesn't sound like if Jesus were real.
Yeah.
This shit.
He would not be happy.
Shit happening today ain't gonna fly.
Nope.
No.
I am sending you out, continued Jesus in his red ink. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Ooh, damn. Mm. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves.
Okay.
Be on your guard. He's like, this is going to suck for you guys.
Right.
Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues.
I want to go back to fishing.
Right? Well, I mean, you signed up for this.
But he did give them superpowers.
He did.
I mean, that goes a long way.
But they got to be judicious with it.
You would think.
They got to be discretionary with it.
Yeah, yeah. But you would think, though, that if you had superpowers where you could just, like, drive out demons and cure people from leprosy and stuff like that, there wouldn't be a whole lot of people driving you out.
But there's
like, if you could legitimately do that.
Right.
Right? Like, if that was actually something you were doing physically to people who...
Then towns would have no reason to
turn on
you.
Towns would be welcoming you all over the goddamn place.
If they got demons on every fucking street corner, or you would think so.
Right? Like, hey, if you can get rid of that demon over there, you're in, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. Cool.
But, I mean, you saw what happened when they got rid of the demons. that one town. Well, to be fair, they did kill their whole pig herd.
I don't really think that he got rid of any demons because I don't really believe in demons.
Right.
I think that demons were a way for them to act ridiculous and say that they were doing a thing when they weren't really, and it allowed them to be okay with killing a whole herd of pigs.
It's also like
it was the demon's fault.
It's also like a witch hunt because you can point to anybody you don't and say, oh, you're acting hateful. You're a witch. Oh, you're acting hateful. You have a demon in you.
Right.
Oh, you're doing something. I don't really like you. So I'm going to say that the thing you're doing is weird, which means it's magical. And depending on the time period, that either means you're a witch or you're demon possessed.
And also at the time, if you can get them to buy in that you're the son of God, man, you've got it made the shade. You know, like not only are you fixing these bad people, whoever you say they are.
Right.
You're also the son of fucking God.
The son of fucking God.
Yeah. And who would argue with that?
I mean, I would, but these people wouldn't.
I mean, but this was a simpler time, right?
Like, was it simple or were they,
Well, there wasn't as many, you couldn't fact check them.
Right.
Right. It was a matter of what does this message sound like? Is this person believable? Does he have a good message?
It definitely tracks.
Is he saying things that I like? You know, is this something I can get behind?
I'm looking in his eyes, and the eyes, as I know it, are the window to the soul. And this guy seems like he's telling the truth.
I think Jesus was a sociopath.
Okay.
Because otherwise, how did he? I mean, unless maybe he was just maybe he had psychiatric issues. Maybe he really didn't believe he was.
He was probably raised that way.
I don't know.
He was raised. He had to be raised that way.
Like, you either got to believe it or you got to be so callous that you don't, that you can push off, you can pull off saying you're the son of God.
Well, I mean, he was told from birth, hey, you definitely are not a rape baby.
This is the story we got.
Yeah.
But we also jumped from the time he was born to when he was 30 something. And without any, any character development.
He might have killed a lot of dogs on the way.
That could be why there's missing time.
He pulled the wings off a few too many flies.
Right, yeah.
Ooh. Okay, Jesus is continuing. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
God's gonna give you your legal defense himself.
You're gonna lawyer up, but it's gonna be God. Damn. Man,
that's 4-4-4-4 God.
Ooh. You gotta really believe. I'm telling you ahead of time that you're gonna be in some legal trouble and you're gonna get abused physically.
Right.
But don't worry about it.
God's gotcha.
Yeah. That is some crazy faith they had in this.
You know, here's the other question I have. If Judas truly did defect and go against God, Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
First of all, he was given superpowers by Jesus, according to this, which I question, and I'm assuming Judas must also because he betrayed him, right?
Right.
And also, if you witnessed all these miracles happening, how could you possibly bring yourself to betray that?
Right.
You know? There's a lot of questionable things that don't really track with them actually having superpowers.
I don't know, but a lot of this Tucci game seems all in.
In the book they wrote after. Jesus died.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Brother will betray brother to death and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
Mm.
When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
Okay.
Which is me.
Which is you?
The Son of Man, like Jesus?
No, Son of Man, no.
Oh.
No.
Who's the Son of Man?
Son of Man is man.
Oh.
Like, man is Adam. So, this, he's saying that you will not get through a town before people come and try to prosecute you and try to get you.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is going to suck for y'all.
Right.
The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household?
Oh, man.
Okay,
so if you're got the devil as your master, mm-hmm. which again, we're not condemning slavery here. I just want to throw that out there.
Right.
You all are going to be like the devil.
Sure.
I guess.
Sure.
Sure. And we got a new name for Jesus or for
a demon.
For a demon. Beelzebub.
I don't know that that's the name of the devil.
Right. I guess in some of the things we've watched, like Good Omens and stuff, he's like just like a...
He's one of the minions. He's one of the
big demon people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's a demon boss, or he might be just like one of the many Molech gods.
Right.
That's
where all the gods went. They went down to hell.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy.
We're going to go hang out down there. This is cooler.
So do not be afraid of them, for is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
Mm.
Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not...
So don't be afraid of murderers.
No, because okay. it's just your body.
It's just your body.
Your soul is fine.
Right.
You know? They can take your body but not your voice.
Okay.
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care. Two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care.
I think that's a reference not given to our time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really understand that. I'm sure it has meaning.
It sounds like it's a proverb that made sense to them that I'll have to look up and be like, what does that mean?
Also, probably with inflation, it's going to be more than a penny.
That's true.
So
two sparrows for one penny. We don't make pennies anymore. It's going to be two sparrows cost a nickel.
Right. Yeah. The only way you can pay for a penny would be to use a credit card.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. I've heard that said, but I don't believe it.
I'm not going to count them.
Mm-mm. Well, you have a balding spot, too.
Right. So I'd have less than some people, but
yeah. You know, yeah.
Still.
Which makes the counting easier.
I'm still not going to count them, though.
No. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
I would hope so. Well, I mean, you know what? But are we, though?
I don't think so.
I don't really like what would make us worth more than a sparrow?
We can build tall buildings. They can only build nests. Obviously, tall building trumps nest.
I know, but they don't have opposable thumbs and they still build nests and, you know.
Yeah, but they don't have arms. We're way cooler. We make coats. We have factories and buildings. We make cars and airplanes.
Look, I will give you that we have more brain abilities or whatever than a bird does, you know. But in the grand scheme of things, one living thing is, in my opinion, somewhat equivalent to other living beings.
I hope that you know that I agree with you and I was just being sarcastic. Because just because we can make Gatorade doesn't mean we're the shit.
Right.
I mean,
if anything, we're here. We're the destroyers. We're going to destroy this fucking earth and kill all the sparrows with us because
we're the fucking cockroaches. The
most, actually.
We're the cockroaches.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that we suck so much, but
yeah.
Like, I've always said that if an evil person, like, released a toxin that killed the human race, like, if I knew about it, I'd stop it. But. I mean, I could see why he would want to do it. Humans are harmful.
We are.
Humans are the worst for this planet.
We are.
Humans are now spreading their garbage into space, which is like, now we're just not even just harmful to our own planet. We're like throwing our trash everywhere.
I don't know. We talked about that. I mean, if we threw it like into the sun, I really don't see too much harm there. Because, like, it's just going to burn up.
I don't know the science of it, so...
But that's just it, though. I would be curious about the science of it, right?
Like, why don't we put our garbage in the sun?
Right.
Maybe
that would make more sense than throwing it in the ocean to me.
Or throwing just... Like, every time... Okay, so, like, the first time that I ever saw a spaceship, like, go up and, you know, it loses all its parts and all that when it goes up.
Right.
Like, all the things that come off of it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, where do those go? And then the answer was, oh, they just stay there. And I'm like, they just stay in space floating around the planet? And like, nobody could understand why I was like appalled at that. And I'm just like, but they're just, they just stay, that's our trash.
Yeah.
They just stay up there.
I mean, they eventually lose orbital whatever, and then they,
and then they fall to the ground and kill people?
No, they burn up in the atmosphere generally.
They don't always burn all the way up.
No, but the, we're mostly water, so they usually they hit an ocean.
Oh my God.
I've never heard of space debris. I'm sure it has happened, but I've never heard of space debris killing someone.
It can kill someone.
I'm sure it can. I mean, I'm sure there's stories out there,
but and
I don't personally know of anybody that's been killed by space debris.
You don't personally know anybody. Also, though, I have been reading that because of all the small parts that do come off and just like they just float around up there, they are becoming more and more and more dangerous for like satellites and for missions because they're just all floating around up there.
Right.
And so now there's questions about like, do we take like a magnetic dragnet up there to like, oh, let's catch all those loose screws.
I say we focus on cleaning up our own planet before we worry about space.
Oh, but I don't know. I think we have so many fucking problems and we just keep spreading out further and further and further.
Agreed.
So I'm just not a fan of humans. And I know that that's probably not something I'm supposed to say, but humans are just, they're so bad. Humans are so bad.
Unless it's you. We really like you.
I mean, I'm not the best human.
You're pretty awesome.
I'm not the... Oh, listeners.
Jesus Christ, wife is slow.
I thought you were pointing to me, and I was like, I'm not all that. I'm not... I mean, I'm not awesome. Like, okay, well, at least they know, like, at least listeners know, like, I'm not pumping up my own, everybody sucks except me, and I'm like, no, that includes me. I mean, I'm sure some of you are very fine people. Because that's what I hear. There's very fine people on both sides, right? That's what I hear.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Can we get on with Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus.
Okay.
That, you are very excited to hear what Jesus had to say. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven.
Oh, man.
But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. You talk shit about me, I'm going to tell on you. I'm telling God.
Yeah, he's a tattletale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nobody loves a narc. You know? bitches get stitches.
Right.
You know? Isn't that the way it goes?
No, snitches.
Snitches. Oh, yeah. Snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Loose lips sink ships. That's where I was trying to go. Okay. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. Oh, that's where all the warmongers go. They're like, yeah, we're not trying to bring peace.
So he's not peaceful.
No. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
Oh, Jesus. Here it is.
Oh, Jesus. We don't love that about you, Jesus.
No.
For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
Wow. Well, he succeeded.
Okay, Jesus. Good job.
He has succeeded.
Yeah. Anyone who loves their father or more their mother. Okay, let me try that again, because this is a big statement that I don't love.
Right.
Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Wow.
Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
I'm out. Like,
sorry.
Yeah.
Like, my kids are top. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it wouldn't be God first. It would be my kids first.
Right,
God, yeah. God is magic. He can take care of himself.
Right.
He doesn't need my love.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's been a problem of mine from the get-go is why does God need this much love all the time?
Above like, everybody else.
Yeah. Like, you are very needy with regard to how much love you need, God.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of fuck off.
Kind of fuck off or very fuck
very
off?
Very fuck off.
Very fuck off. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
Take up their cross. Oh, wait.
He's talking about
crosses. Are we talking about a cross before he gets killed on a cross?
Before he even been killed. Wow. It's almost like they had the whole story planned out before they even...
It's true.
Right?
Right. I feel like that was an injection after the fact. Well, like, why would Jesus say that?
Right.
Unless he knows the whole story already.
That's what I'm saying. They got the whole story read out before they published it.
Which in that case, then Judas didn't betray him.
Right.
It was already a done deal.
Or it was a made up story.
Right. But so there's red print, so obviously he already knew.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. You better take up that cross that's not magical yet, and you better follow me, or else you're not worthy of me.
Right.
Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Just die for me. It's fine.
Right.
No thanks. All right, let's bring this shit home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a fan, Matthew. Not a fan.
No.
Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. If you're good, you're good, and then you get goodness.
Right. Yay. Sounds more like the do unto others shit that he was talking about.
Well,
somewhat.
If you accept the people that I have declared that are good.
As long as it's the right people
that
you're,
yeah.
You know.
And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward.
Hmm. So you just need to give them a cup of cold water. Can't be warm or lukewarm water.
Well, I mean, it's hot out.
Right.
You're going to give them a cup of cold water.
But really, I hear that, like, you know, room temperature or whatever water is actually better for you than cold water. It's
healthier for you.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I prefer cold water, but yes, I think room temp.
Someone might be trying to do them a better favor and then get in trouble because it wasn't cold water.
Oh, that is true. No.
You know?
Well, okay. I think that the fact that it's cold isn't the part that he was concentrating on.
I know that.
Okay.
I'm just being.
I think he's saying.
I'm being extra.
Because you offer. Okay. Don't be extra. It's well enough. It doesn't need extra. He's saying. I love that he calls his disciples little ones. My little pieces of shit.
Sure.
They're not as cool as me or anything.
Well, yeah. How could you be? He's the son of God.
He's the son of God.
Right.
I mean.
This is Jesus we're talking about.
What here. Did he give to Tucci Gang to make them be so in on this?
Superpowers. He already told us.
Right. So that's in the story. Yeah. Now, in real life, what did he give Tucci
Gang? We don't even
Gang?
Know that they existed in this capacity.
But let's say that there's this dude.
But if we're let's saying, then he gave him fucking superpowers. Because he gave him superpowers.
Okay, but in my let's say.
Okay, and you're in wife's let's say.
In my
let's say. Where they don't have superpowers.
There's no such thing as magic.
Okay.
There's this sociopath walking around gathering Tucci Gang.
Okay.
Right? And he's like, yo, guy with the fishing net, you seem all right with me.
Right.
Come join my gang. What would induce that guy to come join Tucci Gang?
I'm imagining a midnight meeting. Like, it's kind of like a teams meeting where they get together and they're like, look, guys, we have to really work this angle where I'm the son of God and we magnanimously heal people and do all these things or, you know, pretend to. And then we go through and pitch our message. And eventually we're going to get enough of them to get on board that we are going to be the main dudes in the religion. So, like, we're going to be in charge of everything. And then once we've secured that, guys, you guys will be rich because, you know, because then we can start getting tithings and you guys can write books and, like, this will be a whole thing. This is like, this is going to happen for you. You just got to believe in me and we got to do this. We got to make it through. And Judas was like, bullshit. This is fucking crap. You know what needs to happen? You need to die. And then we can make our money.
Okay, but, and hear me out.
Okay.
So Matthew is, like, out there collecting taxes, hated as fuck.
Yeah.
And then Tucci Gang is like, come join us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matthew, the piece of shit tax collector, is like, I love the idea of getting beat up. I'm already getting beat up.
Sure.
Because you're promising me riches, like, way later. But I can't pay my bills today, whereas this shitty tax collecting job is paying my bills. Like, what's the draw for Matthew?
I don't fucking
know. The promise of future riches, it just doesn't seem good enough.
I don't have the answer here. The answer is it's all bullshit.
No, I know. I'm trying to imagine, without magic, what could possibly have made this happen? Like, what could possibly have been the draw to follow this guy?
Well, let me ask you with regards to today's terms, right?
People join cults all the time.
But okay. more important than that, right now everyone is struggling because prices are ridiculously high. There are, you know, like, no one is able to survive as well as they were even 10 years ago. You know, like, things are really not looking up.
We've
got a lot of things that are
here in Ohio
going down.
Here in Ohio, it almost costs $5 a gallon for right. gas.
We're all going to lose our jobs to AI soon. You know, like there's a million things that are just not looking great, right?
The price of eggs has come down.
Sure, but they went up first. So no,
I know.
Whatever.
I know.
But let's just say someone comes along and is like, hey, look, I know things suck, but like, if you just follow me, we're going to make things better. We're gonna make this a better world. And, you know, people might hate on you, but like, they're also going to love you. So they're going to give us things, but we're also going to only be able to stay in certain areas because there's also going to be people that are really railing against what we have to say.
And they're going to flog you.
They're going to flog you. Right. But in the meantime, you're going to get food and fed and water from people. And, you know, in the end, we're doing something better for everybody. Like that's the true good message that might have been pitched.
And I'm going to give you magic powers.
Right. Sure. I mean, if we're to believe the words of God, Jesus, then yeah, he was also giving them magic powers. And they had some, like he was healing people before these people ever started following him. So they would have maybe heard stories of him, quote unquote, healing people or whatever.
And he was hot because he was Robert Downey Jesus. We did talk about that.
I mean, that's our own hypothesis, but you know,
it had to be.
It's something.
People were making posters of him, and they were like, "Have you heard about Robert Downey Jesus?" And then when they saw him come through town, they were like, "Oh my God, it's RDJ!"
Yeah. So anyway, you have anything else to add?
Nah, fuck that guy though.
Okay, so that was Matthew chapter 10.
Little Maddie, sure was.
And the next time we do an episode, it's actually going to be
a Q&A Saturday covering chapters 8 through 10 of Little Maddie.
Assuming wife can get that done.
I'm going to bust my ass getting it done.
So
we had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of questions about miracles and disciples.
We do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for joining us as usual. And we really appreciate you all.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.